From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. As you've just heard on NPR, Miami investigators are still scouring what rescue officials are calling an emotional scene after a deadly shooting in Liberty City. Police confirm that at least two people are dead, 10 people wounded in the shooting that occurred at about 2 o'clock this morning outside an apartment building. Police spokeswoman Frederica Burden says that so far people have been cooperating with the investigation.
Most of them have been out since this morning looking at what we're doing and have been very helpful with any information that they have. Witnesses are coming forward, so we're hoping that, you know, they continue to work with us so that we can resolve this issue and, you know, move on from here.
Fire rescue officials say that a large crowd was already at the scene when emergency units arrived early this morning. Police say up to 7 of the wounded victims were taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital, where several are now undergoing surgery. There is no word yet on a possible motive in the shooting or if any arrests have been made. In other news this morning, Governor Rick Scott has signed a sweeping bill aimed at overhauling Florida's troubled child welfare system. This after hundreds of child abuse-related deaths in the past 5 years. Scott said yesterday that the bill will help hire about 270 child protective investigators to try to reduce caseloads within the Department of Children and Families. The new law comes on the heels of an in-depth investigative series by the Miami Herald, which chronicled 477 child deaths that occurred under the agency's watch since 2008. Well, along stretches of South Florida's coastline, dump trucks are bringing more sand to eroded beaches. But as WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us, there are concerns about what all that is doing to the region's underwater Gardens of Eden.
Broward County plans to widen 5 miles of eroded beaches from North Fort Lauderdale to southern parts of Pompano Beach. The project is near an offshore coral reef. Cry for Water is a nonprofit conservation group. It fears that the new sand will destroy the coral or expose them to diseases. Dan Clark is the group's director. He says the Army Corps of Engineers did a less than complete review of the project.
All we're asking for at this point is that they don't cut any corners and they do the thorough review process to minimize any impacts to the reefs and assure that taxpayer dollars are being spent properly.
Clark says there needs to be a minimal impact from these projects to let corals recover from other things, like high sea temperatures. The project starts this fall and will cost around $35 million. Nicole Sharp is the Natural Resources Administrator for Broward County. She says if there's damage, the county would build more than 6 acres of artificial reefs. Cry for Water is asking people to send letters to the Army Corps of Engineers so the project can be reevaluated. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.